You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Ang mga kababaihan sa bansa kagaya na nasa industriya ng media, social enterprise, sport at business ay pinarangalan sa listahan ng The Australian Financial Review bilang 100 women of influence. Para sa maraming tumanggap ng parangal, ito ay isang personal na karanasan na nakatulong ituro ang landas ng kanilang buhay. Sa ating wika, pakinggan natin ang ulat ni Andrea Nirhoff. Si Shufuka Tahiri ay dumating sa bansa kasama ng kanyang pamilya bilang 12 taon pagkatapos tumakas sa Taliban sa Afghanistan at Pakistan. Pero sinabi niyang ang negatibong balita ng media tungkol sa mga asylum seekers at refugee, karamihan ay mula sa kanyang komunidad, ang nagbigay sa kanya ng inspirasyon upang humanap ng hustisya sa mga kamaliang nakita niya.
It didn't register with me that they were illegals. They were now contributing members of the society. They were paying taxes. They were working. They had children who were actually studying really hard towards having a great futures in Australia, and that they were building blocks of Australian society. How were they actually counted or being portrayed as illegals?
Ngayon, isang katulong sa polisa sa Refugee Council of Australia, ang 24 na taon ay nagsimula na ng ilang social enterprises kasama ang libreng programa sa pagtalon para sa mga babaeng refugee at mga voluntaryo sa Hazara Women for Change. Samantala, para kay Violet Romeliotis, ang kanyang mga magulang na migrante mula Greece ang nagbigay sa kanya ng inspirasyon sa kanyang karera. Sinabi niya na nakikita niya ang anino ng kanyang mga magulang sa mga taong kasama niyang nagtatrabaho sa kanyang papel bilang punong ehekutibo ng Settlement Services International.
Their story is very much the same as the story of immigrants and refugees that I work with today. And that has been, I think, my passion and motivation, that people when they arrive on these shores have a lot to offer, irrelevant of their visa type, their economic benefits to Australia is tenfold. They give back so much, and I wanted to sort of elevate that.
Kasama sa kanyang mga nagawa ay ang pagtatayo ng Ignite Small Business Startups, isang organisasyong tumutulong sa mga refugee upang makapagtayo ng negosyo. Sinabi niyang sana'y may mas malaking atensyong ibinibigay sa mga bagong dating sa Australia. Ang mga jornalista, tagapagtaguyod ng refugee, akademista, pinuno ng komunidad at negosyanteng babae ang kasama sa mga pinili para sa Women of Influence ng 2018 ng The Australian Financial Review. May nakatalang 850 sumali sa taong ito na kung saan hiniling silang magpakita kung paano sila namumunong mag-isa sa pamamagitan ng pagharap sa mga hamon at kahirapan. Marami ang nagtagumpay na talunin ang mga balakid. Isa sa mga huwes, ang editor ng Boss Magazine sa Lipaten, ay nagsabing malaking bahagi ng mga babae ay nakapaglipat ng mga kasaysayan ng kanilang buhay bilang leksyon mula sa karanasan.
A lot of women came from a place of hardship and in some ways real tragedy and real grief. And they were able to use that tragedy and grief to spur them on, to gave them the passion to make sure that other women either don't find themselves in the same position that they were in, or if they do, they there are places that they can go to get some help, and they know where they can go and get that help.
Isa sa mga taong ito ay si Deb Pillay. Ang negosyanteng babae ay lumaki sa panahon ng apartheid sa South Africa, ay tumangging payagang bahiran siya ng rasismo at karahasan na naiwasan niya upang matamo ang kanyang mga layunin. Idinagdag niyang ang mga naunang karanasan ay nakatulong sa kanya upang maging sino siya ngayon.
It hasn't been easy, coming in as a migrant into Australia. We did experience barriers regardless because we are people of color and we come from another country. I just saw it as another barrier and was confident in myself to back myself to move through it. So that it's just something that has always led me to success. I'll get there. I know I will.
Si Binibining Pillay ay nagsimula ng Mind Tribes upang makatulong sa ibang organisasyong ayusin ang kanilang kapasidad kultural at ang culturally diverse women upang itaas ang pagkakataon ng mga magkakaibang babae sa kanilang kultura at lengguwahe. Nagtrabaho din siya sa ahensyang pangtao, ang Plan International at ang organisasyong STREET na tumutulong magsanay ng mga batang walang tahanan patungo sa hospitality industry. Sinabi ni Binibining Pilay na gusto niyang gamitin ang parangal bilang plataforma upang itaas ang kalamangan ng mga magkakaibang trabahador.
Australia is such an interesting melting pot, and we are very reliant on foreign climates and cross-border relations. And the more that we really, really use our multicultural leverage, we can connect cross-border far better than what we have now. I mean, we haven't really realized the full potential of our advantage, of all the diaspora people that sit in Australia, that call Australia home. And I'm hoping that with this win, I can start to share that message.
Maging si Violet Romeliotis ay nagsabi na gusto niyang itaas ang anyo ng mga komunidad migrante at ang mga kontribusyon ng mga babae.
An opportunity to be able to promote the positivity of migrants and refugees and the benefits to Australia is very exciting to me, and to be with other women and elevate, of course, the importance of women and our contributions to society and the broader economic benefits of women, I think is very important.
Para kay Shufuka Tahiri, ito ay tungkol sa pagpapasigla ng susunod na henerasyon.
Being just a positive role model for people who want to pursue their goals and visions, and as much as I can in my capacity to empower people, to empower girls and women to move beyond what they're expected to do, and that, so you know, just tell people that, you know, as long as you have the capacity to learn and grow, you're able to do anything, and that you're able to achieve anything.
SBS Filipino, araw-araw tuwing alas 6 ng umaga o anumang oras, online.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.